Good morning. Joining us is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
And on this Friday, we have a major fight shaping up for Monday coming up with the GOP. Tell us more.
Yeah, Ed Cox, who's been the state party chairman for the Republicans since 2009, he's the former son-in-law of the late Richard Nixon. He's up for another two-year term, but he's going to be challenged potentially by Onondaga Republican Chairman Thomas Dady. Dady feels that Cox has not won a statewide election since he took over. He hasn't raised as much money for the party as he promised, and he says a change needs to be made and that Cox has done very little to unite the conservative wing of the party with the more moderate wing of the party, which has been split in recent years.
Here's another name from the political past. David Dinkins involved now with the minimum wage.
David Dinkins saying that he supports Governor Cuomo's push to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. You know, the former mayor was a progressive before that was the term. But interestingly enough, he's also one of Mayor de Blasio's mentors. And as we know, the governor has been feuding with de Blasio. So it was interesting that he highlighted the Dinkins endorsement.
Hearing something we were talking before we came on from your sources and other places about a pending investigation into the Buffalo Billions project.
Yeah, reportedly Preet Bharara is looking into it. Interestingly enough, Buffalo is not covered by Bharara's office. It's actually covered by William Hochul, the U.S. attorney up there, who happens to be the husband of Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, Cuomo's Lieutenant Governor. So Bharara reportedly has stepped in. Subpoenas have gone out to SUNY, which really handled the bid, and to companies that tried for it. It's basically looking into potential bid rigging.
Finally, we'll stick with the governor for a second, but there's a new poll between him and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, and it looks like Cuomo wins for now.
Yeah, they asked about the feud. Most people in New York think they are feuding the two top Democrats and that they feel that Cuomo's winning. Interestingly enough, though, despite the mayor's attack earlier that the governor has basically stymied the city's agenda and operates by vendetta, Cuomo's more popular in the city, considerably more popular, according to the Quinnipiac poll.
We've been talking with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, and we always appreciate it when he joins us. Ken, thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too. Be well.